that the serious animal?
Yeah.
So I have the I have this one. Who wants to use this? The other one? Okay. Thank you very much. The famous Ramban on Pashas Lech is the Ramban of Mas Ovasim Labanim. So I'm sure you've done already. We discussed it in various ways. So let's look at the Rishonim, both Rashi, Ramban, Ibn Ezra, all focus on exactly where did Avraham come from. So even though at first it's a little bit of a technical discussion, but once we develop the Rishonim, we'll see that it goes far beyond just the technical discussion of where Avraham came from. So if you look in the, you have to look inside the Chumash, otherwise it's not gonna make sense. It'll be harder if you look inside. So we're all familiar with the first pasuk of Perkei Beis. Vayomer Hashem al Avraham, lech lecha mi'artzecha, u'mimerladcha mi'beis avicha, l'oretz asher ha'ekav. Where was Avraham at that time? So you have to go back to last week's parsha. Look at the end of Parsha's Noach. Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. But Yikach Terach is Avraham ben Noivis, Loit ben Haran ben Noivis, Sarai Kalosayish is Avraham ben Noivis, Yetzu Yitam Me'ur Kazdim, Lelechas Arza Kanan Vayavom Adchoran Vayesh Visham. Terach says in last week's parasha that Terach and the entire family, Terach was the main person. Terach took Avraham and Lot, and they were going to Eretz Yisrael. And they left Ur Kazdim to go to Eretz Yisrael. And they came to Haran and they stayed there. So it's in that context, because Baruch Hu now says to Avraham, leave, lech lecha me'yartzcha me'lach me'savicha. They left already. Right, the pashtus is, look at the pasuk Chav Ches, Vayom Asorin al Pnei Terach Aviv Be'eretz Me'ilat, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav Ches, Be'eretz Me'ilatoi Be'ur Kazdim. So it would seem that they were born, Avraham was born in Ur Kazdim. It would seem that in Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells, Terach decides with the family to leave Ur Kazdim. They decide to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they got stuck in Haran. Vayesh Vusham. Alright? And then Hashem tells Avraham, this is what's confusing. Hashem should tell Avraham, get going, finish up. The family's on a family trip to Eretz Yisrael, go. So what does he say? Lech lecha me'artzecha, mi'meladcha, mi'beis avicha. That happened already. Then in Pasuk, in this week's parsha, in Pasuk Dalin, Vayelech Avraham kasher diber elav Hashem vayelech ito lot, Avraham in chamei shanim v'shiv m'shana b'tzeisei me'charon. So this seems to have taken place in Charon. All right. So I guess if we're learning kipshutoi, so it sounds like the family left for Kazdim, got stuck in Charon. If Kadosh Baruch Hu appears to Avraham in Charon, all right. I have to explain the pesukim exactly why he says, Leave your birthplace, but all of this becomes much more difficult when you look at Perek Tes Vav Pasuk Zayin. This week's parasha still right after Shishi. Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem Asher Etzeisicha Me'ur Kazdim L'ses L'cho Asa Oretz Hazoyis L'Rishta. Perek, the first pasuk after Shishin Lech Lecha, Perek Test Vav Pasuk Zayin. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm the one who took you out of Ur Kazdim. Because Rachel took Avram out of Choron. No? Terach took Avram out of Burkazim. That's what it sounds like. Now go a little bit weiter. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Yud. Perakom Dalit Posuk Yud. Perakov Dalit Posuk Dalit Avram sends Eliezer El Artsi Ve'El Molarati Teleich. Right? El Artsi Ve'El Molarati. So where does he show up? In Posuk Yud. Vayikacho Evet Asorig Malim Migmale Adonov Vayelach V'chol Tuva Adonov Biyodo Vayokom Vayelach El Arvam Narayim El Ir Nochor. Right? And Ir Nachor is Choron. That's what it seems like. Because when in Vayetze, when Yaakov meets the shepherds, so the shepherds say, Mecharon anachnu. So what's Yaakov's next question? Oh, you're from Charon. Do you know Lavan ben Nachor? So Lechara, Ir Nachor is Charon. So now we have two confusing approaches. Did Avram start in Ur-Kazdim, or did he start in Charon? So again, at first glance, it sounds like a detail. But let's see what happens in resolving this issue, and then we get some different a different understanding of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking Avram to do. Alright? So Rashi, 1 second. Rashi addresses this point at the beginning of this week's Parsha, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, Dimer Maschel Miyartzecha. Sorry, go ahead, David. Chav Nalin Yud would indicate that the artsy melodity is Choron, not Ur-Kazdim, right? Because he says he's sending Eliezer back to his home, go to artsy melodity, and he shows up in Ir Nachor, that's Choron. Again, it's like, if we wouldn't have the confusion to begin with, we'd say, all right, it's Be'erich. It's in the same area. So Rashi addresses in Me'artzecha, Aloy kevar yotza misha. What do you mean, lech lecha me'artzecha? You've gone already. Im aviv u'bad l'choron. Elokach amar lo yisrachek od misham. B'tzei mi beis avicha. So Rashi says, lech lecha me'artzecha means distance yourself even more me'artzecha. Mimeladcha, distance yourself even more. U'mi beis avicha, and leave your family. It's a little bit strained. But that's what you have to say. Because otherwise, why is Hashem speaking to Avram in Choron and telling him to leave his birthplace when he already left his birthplace with the family? So that is Rashi's approach. Rashi's approach, the family began in Ur-Kazdim. And they left Ur-Kazdim. Exactly why they left Ur-Kazdim, you can't put words in Rashi, but Ur-Kazdim was the place that Avram was put into the furnace. That's why it's called Ur-Kazdim. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu did in Eis for him. That's where, so it wasn't not a friendly place for Avram. But what's a little bit confusing is why Terach goes to Avram. Because Terach, according to the Medrash, is the one that Avram was mastered Avram. So something is a little bit, Tzorach Ian over here. Why is Terach leaving with the whole family from Urkazim when Terach was the one that created the problem for Avram Avinu Urkazim? Rashi also has a very puzzling comment on Vayomas Terach B'choron. The last thing which the Torah says in Parshas Noach is that Terach died in Choron. So Rashi points out that if you do the math, you'll find out that Avram left his father but 60 years before he died. Terach was 70 years when Avram was born. Terach lived to be 205. Right? So, when Avram was in his 70s, Terach still had Avram was 75 years old. So Terach was 145. So Terach hadn't died yet. So why does it say Vayomas Terach B'choron? So Rashi is a very puzzling comment. Torah did not want to publicize that Avram left his father. Didn't want us to work it out. Didn't want us to realize that Rashi says. Shaloye Dover Mufur Sumakal. Not everybody should know this. So how could the Torah say it was not correct? No, it's correct because Rishon Amat B'chayim Kuriyim Eisim. So Terach died because he was a Rosh, he died sometime. Exactly when he became a Rosh, I don't know. When he master and his son and Urkazdim, I don't know. So, but it's a very puzzling comment, right? What Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying most people will just read the Chumash quickly, right? So they won't figure it out. So this is a puzzling comment. The Baruch Hu wrote the Torah and for Bekiyah Seder and Ian Seder, right? So if you're only learning Torah Bekiyah Seder, you don't have to figure things out. You'll live your life thinking that Avram left his father after his father died. You won't do the math, and you'll live happily ever after thinking that Avram was mechavid of it because Rachel only asked him to go after his father died. When you learn it b'iyun, you'll have to figure it out differently. You have to understand something. But it's a strange comment that it should not be mefursum lakol. That if you're going to, ki'ilu, I'm not sure if this is correct, ki'ilu, that if you're only learning it quickly, you're running through, alright, so then better not to ask so many questions. Because you're not going to understand what Avram was doing over here. So you're not going to come to understand how Avram could leave his father. If you're already learning it seriously, if there's a cheshek to understand, ad kereikach, that you're doing all the numbers, you're working it out, so then your harocha, your appreciation of Torah is going to allow you to appreciate why Avram had to leave his father. Maybe that's what it means. But tzarachin. Alright, so that l'chora is Shitas Rashi. Right? That the family left as a family from Ur Kazdim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him while his father was alive and told Avram, you have to leave your father. So if you think about it, then Avram's job was not just to leave his father, it was to convince his father not to come with him. Right? Because you have to remember, what does the Torah say? Terach decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Canaan. They got stuck in Haran. Now Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avram, I want you to go. So Avram has to, and he says, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Okay, leave your land. Alright. Mimalatcha, a little bit difficult. Mibes avicha, I don't want your father to come along with you. So you're going to have to convince your father not to come through in the plan. He has to convince him he should stay in Haran, and you should go further. He should, the aborted plan to get to Canaan, he have to convince your father to stay in Chutz Laaretz. And you have to go vayta, lech lecha. Right? On the words, you don't even need to work so hard on the word, lech lecha, you go further. Everybody else wants to go? No, only you go. Right? So what's the shiris tisilcha miur kazdim? So lecharen, that was one of the kashas we raised. That how could Baruch Hu say, remember, I took it about Ur Kasdim? Look over, that means I did the nace for you in Ur Kasdim. I took you out of the furnace. I saved your life. I think one of the Mephorshim says, I believe this is the Chachamim may say, that Vayomas Terech Bacharan is to indicate that they were independent already. That Terech, the point of Terech dying, is to indicate to us that Avram was, it's true Avram may have left because he went with his father, but now he's already acting on his own. Yeah, good to me.
The only reason we know that Avram left his father was because it's kind of hard to say. It seems a little difficult to say that the Torah structured in a way so you wouldn't know that he was leaving his father. The way it says Beit Avicha is literal, so the person reading it, even the kid, so realize Beit Avicha. No, it doesn't say leave your father, it says leave your father's home. So then how do we know that it meant to leave, that he had to leave his father also?
No, if the father's alive, so then that's the father's home. That means leaving the family. If the father's not alive, so then it means just leaving the family. But how do you say, but the lech lecha, you go. Right? That sounds like leaving everyone else behind.
Sarah also?
No, that's Sarah was part of Abraham. Remember, Megayir is Anoshim, they're already working together.
You're saying if he died from Lecha.
Load is a shadow, but go ahead.
I'm saying if he died from Lecha, if he died from Lecha,
so then it could mean to leave the father. Then here, we're going to say?
It doesn't say that.
See, this also, once you see this, this is just reading the Psukim. Once you see that Terach wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Terach was still alive, and Avraham left his father, so first of all, you appreciate that the Nisoyin is even greater, because his father was saying, this is the plan, we're all going to Eretz now, right? And it also explains to you even more, the Midrashim relate the Lech Lecha of leaving the father's home, and the Lech Lecha of the Akedah. So if you realize the father was alive, and the father may have wanted to come, and Avram had to convince the father not to come, so there was, the Lech Lechas are much more similar. The Avram is breaking the bond between him and his father. If Terach leaves Ur Kasdim, despite the fact that Terach was comfortable there, Avram was the one who had to leave. And if Terach is uprooting the whole family because of Avram, has to go. So he said, Avram's got to go. He doesn't agree with Avram. Right? Avram and him are worlds apart theologically. He thinks Avram is crazy. Avram, according to Medrash, broke all his Avodah Zarah. Right? So Terach and Avram are very much opposed to each other. Aval pi kein, if, this is a big if we're reconstructing this correctly. But if it means that once Avram had to leave Ur Kasdim, so Terach says, if you have to go, even my crazy kid, who's put me in tremendous danger, who's had these crazy ideas of anti-Avodah Zarah ideas, who's publicizing them under the nose of Nimrod, almost got us all killed, right? If he's got to go, I'm going to go with him. Or if you want to tell me that Terach, when his son was saved from the fires, Terach was tak impressed. So then he says, if my Rommel is going to go, then I'll go with him. Was that? Right. Now, that's true. But whatever is happening over here, however you look at it, so when a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram, leave your father behind, that is a much more powerful demand. Whatever it is, his father was the father's uprooted the family to move with Avram. And he wants to go to Eretz Canaan. So Avram is now being told, there's a real bond between you and your father. Whatever the base of it is, we may not understand. I shouldn't say that. The challenges to it may have been tremendous. And apparently, Afal Pikein, it survived somehow. And Afal Pikein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Lamrot Kol Zeh, you gotta leave your father. Which then we understand where the Medrash says that the two Lech Lechas have tremendous parallel. Ibn Ezra, on the other hand, they're giving up Yitzchak. He's breaking his whole bond with the one he's going to kill Yitzchak. All right? Right? Now, the Ben Ezra sees it differently. Go ahead.
I don't understand. When Yitzchak Aleph, so Hashem tells them to go. But why do we say beforehand the path agreed to go because of Abraham?
We don't. That's what he says. The big if of reconstructing this problem. I'm saying if we're saying that Avram left Ur Kazdim because it was a dangerous place for him to be. Right? I'm saying that's a big if. I can't.
Just missionary to throw out his own before the Tzibur.
Right. Now the Ibn Ezra says that this is one of the places where we should say Ein Muktam Umu'uchar B'Torah. He writes at the end of Noach and the beginning of Lech Lecha. Ibn Ezra prefers, he says the following. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram in Ur Kazdim. In Ur Kazdim he said to him, Lech Lecha mi'artzcha u'melatcha y'esavicha. Elo Oretz Asher Areka. That's where the story begins. And then in response to that, Terach says, let's all go. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, we should go to Eretz Yisrael, let's all go. The family got stuck in Haran. And then, we jump to Pasuk Hei. In other words, in Lech Lecha, Aleph took place, Aleph Beis Gimel took place in Ur Kazdim. Back to Parshas Noach. Yid Aleph Lamed Aleph is Ur Kazdim to Haran. Okay, then back to Lech Lecha. Pasuk Dalet and Hey is Avram and Sarai and Lot leaving Haran. And then back to Lamed Beis, Terach dies. So that's why later on it says Asher Et Yisicha Mi'ur Kazdim. That's why it's Eretz Molanato. Alright? Evie, go ahead. Terach died when? Yeah. Lech Lecha took place. No, you can't say that because Pasuk Dalet is he was 75 and he left Haran. Still going to get stuck. All right. So that is again. So according to Rashi, Avram was born in Ur Kazdim. The whole family left Ur Kazdim. Then Hashem appears to Avram in Haran and says, "Now you got to tell you the entire family to stay, and you have to go." According to Ben Ezra, they were all in Ur Kazdim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Avram in Ur Kazdim. told the Rukatathon to get going, because it says, Lech Lecha Meyatzcha Umi Melaz Meisavicha. It's got to be in our custom. In other words, Ibn Ezra finds that the keeping the, learning the Pshat in the Psukim takes precedence over learning the order of the Psukim. And then, he, in Choron, is where Avram says, look, I got a tzivah to keep on going, so I'm going. And they all stayed behind. They got lost in the en route. Was that? No. No, according to Ben Ezra, one tzivah. According to Ben Ezra, it was, took place in Ur Kasdim. But the family got stuck in Choron, he said, I got to keep on going. And according to Rashi, the tzivah took place in Choron. Oh, okay, so that, what does Ibn Ezra do? Why does an Elazar go all the way back to Ur Kasdim? So they, you have to say that, we went back to the general area. But it wasn't in Echanami. That becomes a rough edge, according to the Ibn Ezra. Yeah?
One of the things that matters is just the age that I was being commanded at. It's not being commanded at 75, it could be in a much...
A little early, yeah. Go a little early. A little bit, yeah. Okay, let's look at the Ramban. Now, it's pretty clear the Ramban is going to reject Ibn Ezra. Because the Ramban has a shita that in Mukta Mukhar B'Torah is only twice in all of Chumash. The Gemara says in Psachim, that we learn from the beginning of Bamidbar, if you look at the dates, you'll see that the first parsha had to take place after a parsha in Balaischa. So, you see that in Muktu Mukhbatar, the Ramban learns Pshat the Gemara, when the dates force you. The Ramban says that Muktu Mukhbatar is a very strange rule. So he says it doesn't mean that there's no chronological order, you can just flip them direct. It means when the dates that are written in Chumash force you to see that it's not chronological order, then the Torah is making a point by not following chronology. So this is not really an option according to Ramban. Let's look at the last Ramban in Parshas Noah. Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Chav Ches. Sorry, Yud Aleph Chav Ches. Kosev Rashi Kederach Nimrod Riseinu. Terach Koval Al Avon Benoy Lefnei Nimrod Al Shvuas Slomov Bishlichu La Kivshin. Lohoron Yeshav Yamar Im Avram Notzeach Ani Shalom. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that why does the Torah record the death of Horon? Because Horon was hedging his bets. He wasn't sure whether he should follow Avram or follow Terah. So he says, let's see what happens. Avram gets saved from Rakazdim, I'll follow Avram. If he doesn't, then I'll follow Terah. So when Avram got saved, he said, I'm with Avram. So Nimrod said, fine. Now you go in the furnace. He didn't make it out. He didn't have the commitment of Avram Avinu. Nisim weren't done for everybody, they were done for a person with Avram's Amunah. So that's why it says that he died. That Haran died. So Umenachem Pirushu Ur is Bika, not the fires, but the valley. V'chein al kein bu'urim kibdu Hashem, v'chein ma'ora sifoni kol chur ubeka amuk yikru ur. V'inin shekilu rabbi seinu b'zeu emes, v'anim v'air oso. Avraham Avinu lo nolad be'eretz kazdim, ki avosav b'nei shem hayu, v'kazdim v'chol eretz shinur atzos b'nei chom. V'akosav omer v'yagel Avraham Ivri lo akazdim. V'ksiv be'ivra anor Yoshua v'seichem, me'olam terach ali Avraham Avinu ochor. U'milas me'olam toreki misham toldoysav me'oz. So first of all he says, that if we would have paid attention to Parshas Noach, we would have learned that the area of the Kazdim is Chom's land, and Avram was from Bnei Shem. So it doesn't make sense that Avram should come from Ur Kazdim. So, and he says, "Uksiv ve'kachas avichem es Avram me'ever anor urai ledover ki nocher b'choron oyu v'yomokim terach urkazdim be'eretz shinor akos v'shiva ki v'titzim urkazdim loylokach itoim rak Avram b'noy v'loy b'nchoron b'nchoron ben b'noy v'sori kalosoy emgino yonocher nishar be'eretz kazdim." He says another problem is that it says in Pasuk Lamed Aleph that Terach leaves with Avram Lot, Avram Soren Lot. We know that Nochor lives in Choron. If the Ibn Ezra is correct that the family comes from Ur Kazdim, which Rashi would indicate as well, then Nochor should be stuck in Ur Kazdim. How did Nochor get to Choron? Ad kedei kach that Choron is called Ir Nochor. Avol be'emes. So now the Ramban reconstructs. Eretz molatam, eretz aromi, ve'ever anor, v'minachlas avosome erlom. The Ramban says, Ur Kazdim and Choron were not in the same land. They were entirely different areas. Ur Kazdim was in what we call Shinor, was directly to the north of Eretz Yisrael. And Aram was the far northwest of Eretz Yisrael. V'anshei kus also is nirgal avol yire, ki hi ir be'ever anor be'eretz aram narayim, ki choron shem ir be'eretz aram narayim, t'chsev ayelech el aram narayim elir nochor, shi choron, v'od chakarnu v'yadanu api talmidim rabim shu yesh v'yaretz hi, ki kus ir g'dayla bein choron u'bein ashur, v'choykom im dinas bovel. Ubeino ubein choron kemoshisha yamim. Ali nechleles be'ever anor ba'avur ha'yosu bein aram narayim ubein ar pros gubul eretz yisrael. Ubein chidekel ha'lech kibas asher. Okay, now the first point is that you see how the Ramban worked very hard to figure out where the cities were, and that he not only used sources within Tanakh, but he also used outside sources to confirm that Ur Kazdim was in the area that we would later on come to know as being Shinar, as being Bavel, and Choron was in the area that we know to be Aram Narayim. V'nei terach olid b'nov ha'gidoylim Avon b'nochor b'eivar anor eretz ha'vaysav v'alach lo im Avon b'noel eretz Kazdim v'shom nolad lo b'no ha'koton Horon. B'nishar nochor, b'no be'evar anor be'er choron. So therefore the Ramban reconstructs that Avram is also the Ramban's shita to do these kinds of things. Try to figure out What was the story? So he says Avram and Terach were living in Haran. And Nachor and Avram, the two older sons, were born in Haran. We have to therefore understand that Terach and Avram must have gone to Ur Kasdim, a place which is 6 days away. And it's a different country. There, Haran was born. So Nachor is left in Haran, and Haran is born to Terach in Ur Kasdim. V'nishar Nachor be'evar nor b'yirchoran. Oishin neilad b'yirayishin. It's Yashay b'yimakusa. And that's why v'zeh tam be'eretz me'latay b'ur kasdim kishom me'latay shel horon livado v'inyan ha'mukubul hazeh nimtzegan b'sefer kadmoni ha'goyim k'moy shekosav rabba r'nebuchim ki izkira b'seder avodas ikorim ha'mitzvim ki avma shenolad b'kusa. Cholak al das ha'amon sheyuobnim b'shemesh. So Avram was now in Ur Kasdim, possibly born there. It's a possibility. And he finds himself amongst pagans who are serving the sun. V'nosan ha'melech oysa b'veis ha'soyar. And the Ramban says that the Rambam apparently quotes that you find this not only in Midrashim, but you find it in some of the earlier outside texts as well. And Avram led the debates there. Achar kach pochad ha-melech sheyashchis olav arzo v'yosir b'nei ha'odam me'emunosam v'gire sh'oysay el kitzei eretz kinon achar shulakach kol hono. And then the king was afraid of Avram. He was such a successful proselytizer. He was such a successful debater that, again, the Ramban's drawing a picture for Avram, different than the other Rishonim. That already when he was very, very important issues over here, everything would become fully described in a moment. But the idea that Avram was one who initiated the relation with the Rav Moshe and initiated the Mesiras Nefesh. So he's leading these debates. Ad kerei kach, he's such a powerful person that the king's afraid and the king exiles him. And he says, V'girish Yisrael kitzei eretz kinan. After he robs him, v'ne'al kol ponim, v'mokei mahu, v'eretz kasdim nasa nesli Avram Avinu, oy nes nistor, shenosan b'leiv oyse hamelech latziloi, v'sheloyim isenu v'itzioi semi beis asoyar, sheyelech lenafshoi, oy nes mefursom, sheshlichu l'akiv shenoeish v'nitzal k'div harisenu. Says the Ramban, we're not sure what happened, but some nace happened. Exactly what was a nace, where there was a nace mistor, that the king put him into prison and Kadosh Baruch Hu prevailed upon him that Rachmanis let him out, or where there was the dramatic nace mefursam of being in the furnace of fire, either one. But that's what happened. V'ali yifateu schor b'Avram, and don't get persuaded by the Ibn Ezra, with all of his kashas, and that the Ibn Ezra questions why, if there was a nace called Ur Kasdim, why the Torah didn't record the nace. Shoyimer shalei sipra kosev ze apele, ki oid etein lechotam uraya bezeh kumiyotzin boy. I'll explain to you later on, it's in Parshas Vayigash. The Ramban explains when is a nes recorded and when is it not recorded? Rabban Meigash discusses why Serach lived to be so old and the Torah doesn't record it. Rabban explains that the purpose of a nes, nigla is to confirm the position of a Navi. That's the purpose of recording it. So if it was predicted and it happened, then it confirms the position of a Navi. But otherwise, it had its purpose was for that particular door. And it doesn't, we don't gain by recording it. But a Nes Nigla, a Nes Nistar, is a different purpose. So the Ramban says that is to confirm our Amunah. So that is recorded. So the Ramban says, Aval Goyim Eimle is Kiru Zebesifram. The Goyim don't talk about the Nes of Urkazdin. Why? Because it's not good for them. You don't have to record a Nes for an abstract God. It goes against the paganism. But you choishin benitza shumaisik shafim. Kenyan Moshe Rabbeinu Mitzri Mitchilas Masav. They thought he was a witch. That's what he got out of the fire. He's a magician. Ubibnezel Hizkir Oda Kosim and Nesa Zeh. Kitzurch Latzkir Divri Acholkim Olam. Kashir Hizkir Divri Chatumim Mitzroyim. Kulin Isbaru Divri Avomi Moem. Kashir Isbaru Divri Moshe Rabbeinu Basayif. The Torah didn't want to record it. Because to give it full understanding, you'd have to explain what the Goyim were saying. And in the end, Avram Avinu does not come out the way Moshe Rabbeinu came out. Because at the end, the Goyim are saying Avram's a witch and a magician. It doesn't end up proving a Kodesh Baruch Hu to them. V'zeu sh'omar kosov ani Hashem asher etzitzicho mirkazim l'seizuch az eretz hazois l'vishta ki milas etzitzicho t'lameid al anes ki loy om asher l'kachticho mirkazim avul omar etzitzicho Shoitzi mi mazger asir, kuma asher et tisicho mi eretz Mitzrayim. Va omar la seisach az eretz azoyis de mishto, ki mi eis et tisicho yisim mirkazdem, hoyo arotin lefonav yis ala shi yigad lenu vihitin lois ha eretz ahi. So then the Ramban says, and we learn from much later on, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, asher et tisicho, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his own mind, that we learned last week, by Yomer Aliboy, Kadosh Baruch Hu's commitment to Avram began in Urkazdin. But Kadosh Baruch Hu's tzivui to Avram began in Chorum. V'terach avim v'avram hoyo b'libom min hayoyim ho'u sh'nitzal sh'ilchul eretz kenan l'srachek me'eretz kazdim mi'pachar ha'melech ki chorun korev lem. So the Ramban now constructs the story. Okay? He says, look, this is what happened. Avram and Terach and Choron began their lives in Choron. Avram and Terach and Nachor began their lives in Choron. They decided for some reason to travel. They ended up in Urkazdim. They found themselves amongst pagans. Avram starts a tremendous tiram. And he almost loses his life in Urkazdim. Right? And after that happens, the king is a pachan. Here Avram is a successful debater. He's successfully teaching people. He's a proselytizer. And he gets thrown in the furnace of fire and he comes out. However you interpret it, it looks very good for Avram. The king is scared stiff. The king exiles Avram. Terach and Avram are scared. To go back home is too close. Only 6 days. Plus, he says, it's the same language. Am echon v'sof achas l'kulam. L'shan Aram is l'shneim. V'rotzu l'lechas al amashon l'yishma l'shoinoi ha'melech mu'am v'amon. And he wanted to go to a place he could hide. So he wanted to go to a place that they could not easily communicate with the king of the Kazdan.
And
asher shamish b'chayseyem ma'vayseyem me'oylam v'yoshu v'neyem v'nitzakvu sham yomim rabim. So what happened was that they go back home to part. That's pshat. Vayikach terach es arvon benoi v'esloit ben aron ben benoi v'yes soray kalosay esh arvon benoi v'yetzu itam me'ur kazdim l'leches artza kanon v'yivo ad choron. They're on the way to Eretz Yisrael and they stop in Choron to say goodbye to the family. So Terach can see Nochar. Nochar can see his younger brother, not anymore, he died. But he has his nephews, and the Sidas trade, right? And they stay there for a little while. And then it says, Visham nitztave Avram lasis masha olo bedaiti leleches artze kenon. And there Avram gets the tzivoy, because Baruch Hu says, you know, you had this plan to leave the family. Follow up. Lech lezom me'artzecha, he was back at home. Me'me'latcha, he was back at home. Me'esavicha, his family was there. Ve'oza ve'soviv u'meisham b'choron artze. Ve'u alachim mishle ve'loit b'nochim artze kenon. Ve'zeo sh'omer akosum. Ve'akaches avichem es Avram me'eivra nor. V'neil das Rabbi Seinu. Yeur kazim kipshutai, miloshen chamoisi reisi ur. V'omer v'yetsu itom, meur kazdim. V'terach lo yotza mirakivshon, avlevom u'ikr. Oyamokim nikrokin bavur anes. Kimoi ubitaveiru masu kibra satava. The yirmoiza kosum. Kibitsesum avrom and akivshon borchu lohem kulam misham. So the point is that when Avram was saved from the furnace, they all had to run away. This is a maisa of a simlabon. It happened many times that when the Rabbanim won their debates against the Christians in Europe, then when they won, they had to run away. It was a no-win proposition. If they lost the debates, so then Rachmana Litzlan, they'd be killed because they'd have to concede that there was anti-Christian ideas in the Talmud. And if they won the debates, then they had to run away because the Christians didn't want them around. They were more dangerous. Right? It was a no. We never won anything in these debates. Rabbi Chilmi Pariz had one of the most successful debates, and it ran to Akkad Eretz Yisrael after he won. And the book burnings in the 1200s came after successful debates. We won the debates. So then the Goyim took our Talmud and still burned them all. Right? So it was never that. So that's what happened over here. Avram won, he won. He came out of the furnace of fire. Anyway, he won, he was alive. But now he had to run away. So it says the Ramban, Upirish Buurim Kibdu as Hashem Al Da'ati Kiddivrayim Kiheim Heorim Agvayim Shisham Oisim Oirois Umasin Masuois Leidia Chadoshis Mehar Mechakim Kasha Omar Bi'iyayayom Shom Shema Hashem Lekei Yisrael. For Inyan, Sheyediyu B'chol Ha'olam Anes V'Apele Hanas Elem L'Chvoid Hashem. Ramban says Avram was traveling because now his mission became intensified. Now he wanted to travel to Mefarsim Shem Hashem. Next Ramban, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayetzu itom meyor kazdim, ba'avur ki Avram nichvad meyaviv, ba'aholchim ba'atzosli ba'avura yelchu, amar akosu vayetzu itom, ba'af opi sh'omar vikach terach, avoloit v'soray ba'avur Avram olchu itom. So Ramban says that what's happening over here again. They were born all in Haran. They travel to Arkazdim, we don't know why. In Arkazdim, they find themselves amongst pagans, Avram. That's when Avram begins to establish himself and begins to argue. That's where he got into trouble. He's thrown into the furnace of fire. That's when he was taken out. They said, you guys got to leave. That's when they decided, that's when Avram decided. Because it says, Vayetzu itam, all of them went out with them. I guess it means Avram and Sarah. May Ur Kazdim. What do you mean they went out from Ur Kazdim? It means that they went in order to publicize Ur Kazdim. Leleches Arzo Kenan. And they're going to Eretz Yisrael, going to Ramban. It's not they want to hide. But they want to go to a country where they'll be able to publicize their beliefs without the interference of the king of the Kazdim. Because the language barrier, he's never going to find out what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Canaan. So if that's the case, the whole picture that the Ramban draws for us is so much different. First of all, the Ramban's picture is that Avram, like many Midrashim, was the one who chose the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything was his choice. Because he decided to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he decided to fight the Kazdims, he decided to go into the furnace of fire, not give in. And even after it was over, he decided he wants to be a farsim of Kadosh Baruch Hu even more. He wants to find a place where he can teach the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, following the Ramban's approach, when you open up this week's parsha, look at the Ramban. Me'atzcha me'melatcha. So he quotes Rashi, he quotes Ibn Ezra, and it says, ve'einenu nachoin. And they're both wrong. Ki imhoyo keino yavom ikar nesimi beis oviv v'mitzvah salikim. Ve'terach aviv v'tzoy nafshi olachimoy. Ha'kotz of Omar v'yikach terach avi avram benoy. Yerik Yavom Achmei Avot Tzosa Yotzim Yerkazdim Halechas Arts Kanan. He may have been the reason, but Terach was the one who was making the decisions. And he asked other kashas. Many of the things that we pointed out already at the very beginning, yes, Amir. Avola Ikar, right before the number 10, if you have the Shevel edition. Avola Ikar Kavarya Data Yisemi Moshe Kasabnu Beseder Shilaf Neze. But you can put it all together based on what we said in Parshas Noach. Ki Chorani Artsoi, Visham Me Ladatoi, Vi Eretz Aviv Me Oilam, Visham Nitz Tavel Azoi Vesam, Vikach Amarishis Rabba Lech Lecha, achas meiram nerayim v'yach neram nachor. And why is it mentioned? Because it's difficult. Elo oretz asher areka. Right, that Ramban. Hayin noideid v'hayleich migoy el goy u'mimamloch alamacher ad shebol eretz kenon. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent him, he just started wandering. Until the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that that's where he should stop. Oznes kayem al oretz asher areka. Oznes akev yosham bo. Umash omer veyotsu lalechas aretz kenon loylis yashiba. Kidain la yoda kil oretz azois nitztava. Ela she'ochas tzadik darko derech eretz kenon. Ki kein oyo b'daitoi b'das oviv gam etchilu b'tzeisum yirkazdim. But they decided to go to Eretz Yisrael, Terach to run away, and Avram to spread the nes. Umnip nei ze omar, vahika shehitu av oisi alikim ibeis ovi, and that's why he says, and when God made me wander, ki oyotoye kese oivein, he was wandering like a lost sheep until he came to Eretz Yisrael. So Ramban is troubled. Why is it that Avram wanted Eretz Canaan? So God says, follow me. And then he ends up in Eretz Canaan. Why couldn't God say, we'll go to Eretz Canaan? And he said, follow me. So apparently he kept on getting signals, images of where he's supposed to go. And he ends up in Eretz Canaan. So he wasn't really following Hashem, he was doing what he wanted to do. So the first approach is, no, it happened that way. But then he says an interesting idea, V'itochen limar ki avom v'rishenu yodaki Eretz Canaan inachlas Hashem u'boite d'Hashem chelkoi v'emen ki lo'oretz Hashem reko yirmoz lo'oretz Canaan ayal kula. Or it could be that Avram somehow knew about the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So when Hashem says, I'll take you to land where I'll show you, he knew he's going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the intuition of its son. Alright. So again, you have two separate pictures that are drawn by the Rishonim over here. According to Rashi and Ibn Ezra, the picture we have is that Avram's family leaves Ur Kasdim, according to Ibn Ezra, because they were commanded to do so, and according to Rashi, they wanted to leave on their own. And then, at some point, when they get to Choron, so then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know you all want to go to Yisrael, but I'm telling you, they stay behind, you go. And that is to be seen as part of the Nisoyon, to convince the father after he may have given up a tremendous degree of position and have been settled, Afal Pikein, the son has to break away from the father. Ramban's picture is an entirely different picture. Ramban sees Avram Avinu as a person who's being persecuted. That Avram Avinu found himself in a chasm, we don't know why, how he got there. But in Ur Kasdim, he stood his ground, his religious, theological ground. And it cost him. And he was persecuted because he was forced to, he was exiled. He was tormented in exile. And when it was all over, Avram's commitment to teach his understanding of God strengthened. Terach apparently wanted to run away. He didn't need any of this. Avram was going to a place where he could teach unimpeded. So Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out that they go to Haran and Terach gets stuck there. Because Avram doesn't need Terach along. Because Terach is running there to run away. He doesn't need a person who's running away. That's not what he's going for. He's going for Kibu Urim Kibu Es Hashem. He's going for teaching of the Nisim which happened to him, celebrating them, teaching the Rabbonu Shel Olam. So when he gets to Choron, There, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avram, you left for a reason. Gotta keep going. Lech Lecha. You started this journey. Right? Not me. So he's telling him, but now it's time that you have to keep on. You have to stay on task. You have to finish up. It's a different tzivui. According to Ramban, what the Kadosh Baruch Hu says to him, those are not, like Rashi says, according to Rashi, the carrots. According to Rashi, we have to work very hard to figure out what's the Nisayon. Because Baruch is telling him, it's going to be good for you. See, all the different Terutzim. According to Ramban, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, you have a certain vision. You want to become a Goy Gadol. It can only happen in Eretz Yisrael. According to Ramban, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to him, if you'll go to Eretz Yisrael, kefi datcha. So the Nisoyon is very different. According to Rashi, the Nisoyon is very much a challenge to leave the family. And he expresses commitment that way. But according to Ramban, the Nisoyon is that is to maintain his commitment and his conviction to teach more of his theology, of his teaching. According to Rashi, the Iker Nisoyon was to leave the family, was to listen to what Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying. That Avram had an impact on the families where he stayed with, that was part of the nature of Avram. But that wasn't the goal of Lech Lecha. According to Ramban, all that Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling him is, you have this vision, you have this goal, you want to do this, Lech Lecha. So I'm telling you, I'm moving you on, I'm encouraging you to do what you want to do. And the entire enterprise of Lech Lecha is that of spreading the beliefs that he had so courageously fought for and was willing to risk his life. But it's a different picture. According to Ramban, Avram was the one who established himself before Kadosh Baruch Hu chose him. It's a very beautiful oral. This will finish by the Baal HaTurim. If Simcha Zisla points this out, that it says, Vayomer Hashem el Avram. In Pasuk Zayin, it says, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayera, God appeared to Avram, he said to him, Zaruch Atenis Aretz. So why, it should say, Vayera Hashem el Avram, Vayera el Avram. Vayera Avram is very, so Baal HaTurim says, Pasach Ba'amira, V'loshen Shinibra Ba'yoylam. So Rav Simcha Zisla says, what's Baal HaTurim saying? It's saying that Vayera begins an entirely new parasha. The whole parshas of Avos as a sefer yitzira, that this is the blueprint for what's going to happen to Kali Yisrael later on, begins with Vayomer. So Kadosh Baruch Hu begins with the same lashon that began Bria Solom. To say we're studying a whole new parsha right now. It's not just a hemshich of what happened before. And again, Maisa Ova Simla Bonim. This is going to be the mission of Klal Yisrael many, many times. That after tremendous difficulties, so Klal Yisrael is going to be, if anything, emboldened to Marbitz, to go further and spread a Kadosh Baruch Hu further. One of the tremendous missions of Klal Yisrael, and apparently it began with Vayomer Avram. According to Rashi, Vayomer Avram is the Bechir of Avram, is choosing Avram, choosing of Eretz Yisrael. According to Ramban, Vayomer Avram is a new event happening in the creation of the world. Here is where the commitment between Avram and the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Avram is going to be teaching Torah, teaching belief, that the Klal Yisrael's mission of being an Or LaGoyim begins with Yom El Avram. It's a different parsha. It's not the Nisoyan of leaving one's family. It's not the Nisoyan of moving in an undirected way. It's the entire mission of Klal Yisrael begins with Yom El Avram. Avram had made the decision that he's going to be teaching. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu is pointing out this is a Griya Chadosh of Bolei Olam, totally new thing. And that's why Lech Lecha begins the Parshas Avos. It doesn't begin in Ur Kasdan. It begins in Avram. It's strengthened by the events and makes that decision. Okay. It's like...